Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. After filling half the universe with water, He made His own residence therein and manifested the 14 worlds in the other half. Purport. The 14 worlds are enumerated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 5th chapter. The upper planetary systems are Bhu, Bhuva, Swaha, Maha, Jana, Tapa, Satya. The 7 lower planetary systems are Tal, Atal, Vital, Nital, Talatal, Mahatal, and Sutal. The lower planets as a whole are called Patal. Among the upper planetary systems, Bhu, Bhuva, and Swaha constitute Swargaloka, and the rest are called Martya. The entire universe is thus known as Trilok. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatari Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So herein, the creation is described. Yeah. Taking into reference Nityananda Prabhu instead of Balramji. Yeah. So, I think you may have been through this process of creation again and again. But I'll repeat it anyway for clarification. So Lord Sri Krishna, who is in Golok Vrindavan, who is the Ras Raj, who is enjoying all the rasas in Krishna Golok Vrindavan, he, when a new universe is to be created, like ours, this Srimad Bhagavatam describes our universe. So then he, when he has to create a material universe, then he expands as Mahavishnu. Yeah. Mahavishnu lies on the Karnodaka ocean. Mahavishnu is also called Karnodakshai Vishnu. Lies on the Karnodaka ocean. And then from his breathing and from the pores of his body come out trillions and billions of universes. Yeah. And then this Mahavishnu then enters each and every one of these universes as Garbhodakshai Vishnu. And then in each of these universes, each of the Garbhodakshai Vishnus, they lie down in the respective universe in an ocean called the Garbhodaka Ocean. And from his navel spouts the lotus with a stem. The stem on which the 14 planetary systems are balanced. And then on top of the lotus, Lord Brahma finds himself. And by the potency that is given to him by Garbhodakshai Vishnu, then he engineers the universe. the different species of life. And then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expands as Shirodakshaya Vishnu. And he enters into each and every atom to give it the particular property so that Lord Brahma could use it. And of course the living entities as well, who are coming from Lord Brahma. So Kshirodakshaya Vishnu enters each and every atom and gives it the properties. So that is how the creation goes. But first, Lord Krishna, he expands as the Chaturvyuha. Yeah. Shankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Vasudeva. And from Shankarshan come all the Vishnus. Like that. So Lord Krishna's actually first expansion is Baldev. Baldev is non-different than Nityananda. So that is the hierarchy of creation which is given here. And then here the details are given, like when the Vishnus enter into a universe, then they cover half of it with their perspiration and half of it consists of the 14 planetary systems. And then our universe is given, you know, the various names like that. Swargaloka. And then the living entity, ei rupe kono brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripa paaye bhakti lata beech. So the living entities, they are all traveling in the 14 planetary systems depending on their karma, guna karma vibhagasha, yeah, chaturvarnya maya srishtam, according to the qualities that they have and according to the activities that they do. They travel around the 14 planetary systems. But ultimately, Krishna says, Sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja and manmana mad bhaktam adyaji mam namaskuru. He says that, which is very difficult, to surrender to Krishna and to always think of him, become his devotee, offer obeisances to him. We even forget after years and years of practice. But then Krishna, taking mercy, comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes not with conditions, but giving us a process that is so very simple. That is simple, especially in this age of Kali Yuga. He comes in Kali Yuga to give this process. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, the Lord always wields authority and power. We can see here, it is written about Nityananda. His Aishwarya Bhav is shown here. Yeah, Nityananda Prabhu is a very powerful person. First expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the Vishnus, they come from him. Yeah? And these Vishnu Tattva, they have got a lot of freedom. They can do practically anything. They are all powerful. But their source is Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah? So, we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes like Krishna. Krishna, when he comes, being Purna Purushottam, he fully manifests his powers and potencies. He shows, when he's 3 years old, he can kill the demon as Putana. 3 years old. Some days old, he can kill demon as Putana. Yeah? Trinavarta, Shakatasura. He just goes through them like that. Irrespective of his own position, showing his potency, he can do like that. But Lord Balram, he represents the service potency of Krishna. Even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, non-different from the Lord, he is manifesting a subservient potency. So he becomes, you know, the Krishna's flute, Krishna's slippers, you know, Krishna's, conch. He becomes all this because he wants to serve. And he remains in that position all the time, showing us how to deal with the Lord. So in a similar way, Nityananda Prabhu manifests the service potency of the Lord. And Nityananda Prabhu also manifests the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Absolute mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And so, here, Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about bhav. So here Nityananda Prabhu, even though we have shown that his Aishwarya Vibhav is so powerful, actually he is very, yeah, merciful. So how to judge? How to judge people? The scriptures show us that. Yeah, we judge people by the power they wield, the money that they have, yeah, or the strength or the wisdom. And all these. But all these barometers, yeah, individually or even collectively, don't amount to much. There's one aspect which is extremely important, without which all these can be used by the same person to destroy himself. And if this quality, if a person has this, then whatever he has, he is going to make advancement. And that thing is character. So therefore this chapter deals with glories of Nityananda Ram. So I was thinking that today we shall concentrate on, you know, on the character of Nityananda Prabhu. And then we will make use of the poems, songs written by Vaishnava Acharyas, yeah, to glorify Nityananda Prabhu, to hear and speak about that. Because that is quite powerful. So every one of us will benefit. And there are various, I mean, all Vaishnava Acharyas, everyone, they have written about Nityananda Prabhu. Because he has very exclusive position. Radha and Krishna, they are very difficult to attain. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give us Radha and Krishna. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, we see Dhruva Maharaj and all. It is written even in Srimad Bhagavatam, they are going to Vaikuntha planets. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opens Golok Vrindavan for us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us Radha Krishna. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we won't have Radha and Krishna. But to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we need Lord Nityananda's mercy. And therefore, Lord Nityananda has got a very unique position. And therefore, his character is one of total mercy. So let's see what the Vaishnava Acharyas say about his character. So that even though, you know, like me, I read, it is very difficult for me to even take one quality of his. So it is difficult. But the soul is eternal. So I am hoping that in some lifetime, if we keep on, like, you know, the waves of the sea, there are rocks, hard rocks are there on the seashore. But as the water of the waves of the sea, you know, brush them every day, they become soft. They become rounded. So hopefully someday, I'm thinking that, you know, I have hope. By just reading, following the process, someday being able to achieve some of those qualities. So Vaishnava is all about qualities. So this song is by Lochan Das Thakur, Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Yeah? Everyone has heard of it? Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Rai. Yeah, that's all. So I'll just read the English translation because we don't have that much time. So the song says, Lord Nityananda Rai never gets angry. How difficult it is. Yeah, one of the most, you know, contaminations amongst the six contaminations is anger. Yeah, and Bhagavad Gita always teaches us how to control. So here says, Lord Nityananda never gets angry. He is always in ecstasy, supreme bliss. He has no false ego. Of course, the Lord, you know, is all spiritual. You know, we have a false ego. False ego means thinking of ourselves as separate from who we really are. We really are the spirit soul. But as soon as we think we are the body, then we have to fight everyone for to make our position, to protect the body. And that gives rise to the false ego. You know? So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all spiritual. So, he has no false ego. He wanders to every town and village in Nadia, chanting Hare Krishna, dancing and offering Krishna prema to everyone indiscriminately. And so we do the Harinam, hopefully, you know, thinking, you know, hoping that that will, you know, purify us. And it does. I remember when I started, started going to Soho Street, Tribhuvannath Prabhu used to do Saturday Harinams. And I used to go there. And his Harinams were ecstatic, so much fun. And I used to enjoy so much. So that attracted me to Krishna consciousness. And also Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. He also took us on Harinams whenever he came there. So these were ecstatic times. And Krishna consciousness became very attractive. So what does Nityananda Ram do? Lord Nityananda goes to every doorstep, knocks on the door, and tap, 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 he goes to those who are very much distressed, degraded and fallen. He goes to them and gives them Krishna prema. He says, please chant, please chant. So this is the month of the marathon. Book distributors are going out there. It's a very difficult time. The economy is not doing well. You know, people are distressed. So many challenges. Yet, you know, the book distributors keep going there. You know, when you talk to some of the book distributors, they say it's really hell out there. You know, people don't respond properly. It takes a lot to stand in there. So they are representatives of Lord Nityananda. You know, they are not ordinary souls. Book distributors, they're going there doing the job, even though it's not very easy. So they'll definitely get Nityananda Ram's mercy because they are following in his footsteps. If they do not chant and shut the door, then he rolls there and on the ground and he cries. Of course, this is not recommended for anyone going out there because it's not India. In India, you know, anything goes. People accept it. But here, they'll probably call the police or the council. So we have to be careful because it's a foreign culture here. Yeah. So then whomever he meets, catching a straw between his teeth, he begs, oh brothers, please do the bhajan of Sri Gaurahari and purchase me. Purchase me. So he is asking them to, taking a straw between his teeth. So he is telling us how to approach for preaching. Being humble. We have to be humble because, you know, as it is said there, people might shut, you know, the door on our faces. And they do so many things. We know that when we go out. So being humble helps us, insulates us from their, you know, being in a position where we are immune to their reactions. We know everyone is suffering. It is going to come. So he's saying, purchase me. And what is the price to purchase Lord Nityananda? Anyone? Everyone knows, right? Yeah? Yes. So it is faith. Shraddha. Shraddha vanjan hai, as it will be said. So it is faith. Saying this, Lord Nityananda rolls on the ground in the dust, cries and sheds tears, looking like a mountain of gold rolling on the ground. Such a merciful incarnation is Lord Nityananda. If someone doesn't develop love, now this is Lochandas Thakur saying, you know, if someone doesn't develop love for such an incarnation as Nityananda Ram, Lochan says, such a sinful person wastes his life, remaining in the cycle of birth and death, and cannot be delivered. So, even in Krishna consciousness, if we are there, we shouldn't take Nityananda Prabhu's position for granted. He can, you know, do anything. So we must take shelter of him daily. Say a prayer to him, you know, or at least read one of these prayers to him. You know, the Nityananda Ashtakam is there, or one of these Acharya's prayers are there. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Sita Ji, Ram Ji, Lakshman Ji, Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yeah, so we can make a daily program of reading, you know, at least one prayer to Lord Nityananda, whichever one we like, to gain his mercy. So, then the second one is from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It is called, in Bengali, Dalaler Gita. Dalaler, Dalal. Does anyone know who Dalal is? Who is he? Yeah. So, he is a trader. Yeah, like that, Dalal. So, Nityananda Prabhu is Dalaler Geet in the song of the trader. So, here Nityananda Prabhu is a trader, the trader of the holy name. Yeah, so we are chanting every day. The holy name, chanting of the holy name, is very central to our process of purifying and Krishna consciousness. Yeah, and Nityananda Ram, he is the one who gives it. He is the one who gives it. So praying to him before chanting the holy names also is very important. Because if he is the trader, he can give the mercy as well. So this song, probably you may have heard it. Boro sukhar khabar gai, boro sukher khabar gai. Yeah? Surabhi kunjete namahata kuleche khodanitai, khodanitai. Very beautiful song. So, again, going through the translation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm singing news of this great happy tidings. So, Christmas is here. Christmas is a time of happy tidings. But we don't want the happy tidings of the economy. Because there everyone wants to sell us things that we don't need. That make us miserable anyway. The next day on the Boxing Day. But here Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he brings us tidings, happy tidings for Christmas. So what is that? Lord Nityananda himself has opened a marketplace of the holy name in Surabhi Kunj. The news of this great of its great results is that he is selling the pure holy name in that marketplace for the price of only one's faith. Yeah? So all he needs is the faith. That Nityananda Prabhu, I trust that you will give me the highest, you will give your mercy with it. And if I chant that, I know I'll have your mercy. Wherever I am, in whatever difficulties I am, I know you'll be there for me. Like that. That faith he wants. So, Lord Nityananda, the proprietor of the market, seeing all the devotees become attracted, is selling them the holy name after bargaining with them. What is his bargain? Do you have faith? Yes, then I'll give it to you. And to the extent that you have faith, to that extent you will get the holy name. Yeah? We have heard time and again scripture say that we can chant for millions of years. Yeah? We'll get some benefit, but we may not get all the benefit that the holy name can give. Like the story is there that a devotee of Lord Shiva, you know, went to Lord Shiva and he said, Lord, I want the highest thing that you can give me. And Lord Shiva said, the highest thing? He said, sorry, I can't give you. You'll have to go to Sanatan Goswami, who's sitting there in Vrindavan near Madan Mohan Temple, which he established. You go to him. So this person, he goes to Sanatan Goswami. And he says that I wanted the highest thing and I went to Lord Shiva. But Lord Shiva has sent me to you. So can you give me the highest thing? He says, okay, you wait here. You know, and then Sanatan Goswami gives him a touchstone. a touchstone that can, he intends to give him the touchstone, which has everything. So, he says, I'll give you a touchstone, which can give you everything. Says, okay, give it to me. Where is it? So then, Sanatan Goswami points to the pile of dirt which is there. He said, it should be somewhere in there. So, this person goes and he takes the touchstone. Yeah? And then he goes very happy that he's got the touchstone. And he gets everything that he wants, but still finds himself miserable. And then he thinks, why is that? If this is the highest, then why am I miserable? And then he thinks, oh, why did Sanatan Goswami keep this touchstone in a pile of dirt? A touchstone that can give me name, fame, money, wealth, everything. And then he comes to the conclusion that he must have something higher. So when he goes back, then Sanatan Goswami says, now you are ready for the highest. So let me give you that which is the highest, and gives him the holy name. And Prabhupada proved it, that just by the holy name, without having 45, you know, he just had 45 Indian rupees, he established 108 temples in 10 years. Just by that. So the holy name has everything in it. All benedictions. As the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh my Lord, your holy name can render all benedictions to living beings. And thus you have hundreds and millions of names. Like that. So, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur further says, you will buy the name of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda quotes Nityananda Prabhu as saying, you will buy the name of Krishna and I will take my commission and all of our desires will be fulfilled. So Lord Nityananda also promises, all of our desires will be fulfilled. Lord Nityananda is greatly merciful. Taking one's faith, he gives the highest ecstasy. If Nitai sees only once tears in the eyes while chanting the name Gaura, then he gives all resources to that person. So we can try at least by acting. The acharyas say, when you can't really become humble, at least try to be humble. So we can try to cry while, you know, taking Gaura's name, hopefully trying to advance in it. He gives the pure teachings of Krishna to everyone and does not take care for one's birth, wealth, knowledge and strength. So basically he's saying that no qualification is required to be eligible to get the holy name. Now giving up the illusory snare of Maya, either remain in household life or in the forest as a sannyasi, for no more troubles remain. There is no more fear of the age of Kali. The merciful Nityananda gives the holy name even to the Chandalas. Everyone is gripped in fear of Kali. We can see what's happening with all these Euro meetings, this, that and the other. You know, they can't even make decisions. Can't even make proper decisions. Can't even save one currency, the Euro, because of the fear that's gripping. Everyone is afraid. They're all fighting each other, even though they're coming in the name of unity. Fear is the constant companion of the soul that has not taken shelter of Krishna. But the holy name can deliver us from that fear. So Bhaktivinoda calls out, except for the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, there is no other shelter. So we can't get the holy name except for the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So the next one. Yeah. Next one is another nice song by Narottam Das Thakur from Prarthana. Yeah. And you may have heard of this song as well. The name of this song is Nityananda Nishtha. Yeah. Graduation in the process of bhakti, one of the steps is nishtha. Yeah? We start with sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, yeah? Anartha nivritti. Yeah? Then we come to the stage of nishtha. Yeah? The stages are there. So this is about nishtha. And you may have again heard this song, Nithai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Sushitala, Je Chayai Jagata Jura. Another beautiful song. So, the translation of this song of Narottam Das Thakur, it says, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but of millions of moons. Samsara dhava nala, nalalida loka. We sing every day in the morning. The world is burning. You know? It is burning with, you know, burning the fire of lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion within and without the reactions of other people who are suffering from this. So then, where to seek shelter? The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda to get the holy name, where we can get the soothing moonlight of billions of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha and Krishna. So it is clearly says, Narottam Das Thakur says, he is an acharya, he should know. He is clearly saying here. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Anyone who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoilt his valuable human birth. So, you know, not taking advantage of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is like spoiling this human birth. Such a big thing. You know? Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal. God, I mean, it's not that, you know, you're spared. Okay, you know, you haven't taken the mercy. So, probably you are neutral. No, uncontrolled animal. And this is Narottam Das Thakur, who is very soft, you know. He doesn't usually use these aggressive words. Because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda, he has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him? So Prabhupada is so kind and he's so smart and so intelligent. He created a process where daily, if we follow it, wherever we are forced to take Lord Nityananda Prabhu's name many times. Isn't it? We're saying Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Once before, you know, chanting every round while singing all the aartis, you know. So he's making us take those names intelligently. So even if you don't realize who Lord Nityananda really is, at least by taking by default, you know, you get, what do they call it? What benefit do you get? Agyat Sukriti. Without knowledge of what you are doing, if you just take it, then you get Agyat Sukriti. So Prabhupada is so interested. He's trying to how these souls will profit, you know. Just give them that name, you know. Being maddened after false prestige and identification with the body. Yeah, sorry. Narottam Das Thakur says, what will his useless education, you know. We may be, Prabhupada always said, we may be MA, PhD, DHC. Which means, Prabhupada means material education. That won't give us anything. It can at the most fill the belly. Today even that's a problem. Because as Prabhupada said, everyone goes like a, you know, dog. Like a dog, everyone goes with their application, job application, you know, finding jobs. So the material education creates that, which is okay. You know, everyone needs something to go by. But we have to know that that education is useless. Because it is only about matter. Spirit, who we really are, that knowledge is the most important. And that automatically includes knowledge of matter. Does not only include knowledge of matter, but when we are connected to who we really are, the spirit soul, then that gives us such clarity that we can clearly see through matter and use it. Like Prabhupada used everything in Krishna's service. And he knew clearly about it. The scientists and the modern educators, they are all lost. They don't know what is what. They take a small thing, they know a little bit, then they hypothesize about other things and present knowledge. And they fool cheaters and cheated. They make their living cheating others who are cheated. So here he's saying, Narottam Das Thakur, don't rely on this useless education and family tradition. I am born a Hindu. I know who Krishna is. No, you don't know. Therefore, otherwise Prabhupada would have been successful firstly in India. He didn't. Because he met people who thought, I know what this is. No, he came to it. Of course, his Guru Maharaj said, go to the West. But we have to see that family tradition doesn't necessarily, give you that. Of course, some might. There are Vaishnava families, real Vaishnava families who have this thing. But if that was really there, the Panchatattva, they had families. Still, Krishna consciousness went extinct. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to revive it. This age of Kali is so fallen that even if you have someone like Lord Nityananda in your family, still you can forget Krishna consciousness. How dangerous Maya is. How powerful she is. So we have to be so careful. We have to never take it for granted. Being maddened by false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is that he is accepting something false to be truth. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that those who are in the mode of ignorance, about knowledge, they accept the false to be true and true to be false. Like today, we think that, modern material civilization, they have made so much progress. No, they are going towards hell. They have made it hell for everyone. But to know that, first we have to purify ourselves. Only then we'll have the eyes to see what that is in reality and what this process gives us. So Krishna says, and that's how we get fooled. And this knowledge, it gives us that. By mercy of Nityananda, we can get the true knowledge. When he is merciful toward you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. So, we can keep a photo of Lord Nityananda, especially his lotus feet, always, so that we can at least grasp it firmly in our minds, wherever we are. The lotus feet of Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact. He says they are a fact. It is not imaginary. Some, poet imagining things. It's not that. They are fact. And, Prabhupada always said, when Prabhupada came to the West, some of the Westerners, they had been to India and they had met fake gurus as well. But when Prabhupada told them, Shamsundar Prabhu says that, when Prabhupada said, I have not come here to cheat you. I have come here to give you the truth. And when Shamsundar Prabhu said that, I saw that he was living as per his speech, then I got convinced. And I thought of giving my life to him. So, Prabhupada, he didn't fool, he told them, I have come here to give you everything. So, how was I going to connect to this? Yeah, they had also met fake gurus. But so they doubted Prabhupada. But when Prabhupada said that, you know, I have come to give you the truth, not this, they believed him because he lived that truth. And then following him, then they were able to, you know, the movement expanded. Like that. Still, I missed the point. I don't know why. Somewhere the link broke. But still, I'll progress. One who engages in the transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Yeah? Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. That you be beyond the three modes of material nature. Don't be in them, because you will suffer. In ignorance is sinful. Passion leads to misery. Goodness attaches you to happiness and knowledge. But be transcendental to this. And it says, one who engages in transcendental loving service to Nityananda also becomes transcendental. Like that. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This Narottam Das is very unhappy, therefore. If he is very unhappy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please keep me close to your lotus feet. So he's showing, he is not taking it for granted. Narottam Das Thakur, you know, he's so great that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to the place of birth of Narottam Das Thakur, he suddenly started shouting, Narottam, Narottam. And all of his disciples started saying, what's happening here? You know, why is the Lord shouting Narottam's name? Who is this Narottam? Then they asked the Lord, and the Lord explained that a devotee here, Narottam Das Thakur, will be born. He'll be a great devotee. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his name. He was a devotee since birth. Even though he was a king, son of a king, he gave it up all for Krishna consciousness. And he is not taking it for granted. He is praying to Lord Nityananda. Please give me the shelter of your lotus feet. He is not taking it for granted. So, then, well, the last song is there, but I think I'll take a few questions. Nadiya godrume Nityananda Mahajan Patiyache Namahata Jivera Karan. So, Lord Nityananda is, you know, selling the holy name. He's established the market of the holy name. That is about this. This song is all about. In the land of Nadia, on the land of Godrum Dweep, the magnanimous Lord Nityananda has opened up the marketplace of the holy name, meant for deliverance of all fallen souls. O people of faith, O people of faith, by the order of Lord Gauranga, O brothers, I beg these three requests of you. What? Chant Krishna, worship Krishna, teach others about Krishna. So if we are not able to do anything, if we do these three things, bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. That is the job of all devotees. If we do these three things, the mercy of the Lord and the Guru Parampara will always be on us. Even if we are not able to do anything else. Bolo Krishna. Being careful to remain free of offenses, just take the holy name of Lord Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the treasure of your life. He is the true treasure. We are all seeking treasures. But we can get all those treasures by Krishna. Yeah. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran. Is everything. Giving up all sinful activities. And there is this thing. While taking all this, there is a condition. One condition. Try to give up all sinful activities. Like that. Just that one condition. Prabhupada mentioned. Giving up all sinful activities. Carry on your worldly duties only in relation to Lord Krishna. That means, you know, concentrate on your household duties as long as you don't neglect Krishna. If you are neglecting Krishna, and then the scriptures say, even if you are performing your household duties perfectly, but you are not, you know, worshipping the Lord perfectly or following the process, then you have wasted your life. But if you are following this perfectly, and then in that you are performing your household duties as well, it doesn't mean neglecting household duties as well. Tomorrow then, you know, There'll be people's wives standing here, or the husbands, since you have said, you know, they are ignoring me, and there's a whole issue about this. No, it has to be that, you know, we also take responsibility for whatever it is. The thing is, we don't neglect Krishna consciousness. That is what is the main thing. So the showing of compassion to other souls by loudly chanting the holy name of Krishna is the essence of all forms of religion. Loudly chanting the holy names like that. So that was the glorification. We could have glorified Lord Nityananda no end. Nitya Ananda, eternal happiness. That's his name. No end to it. Like that. But the clock, Krishna in the form of time is saying stop. Because, you know, we have other duties to do.